crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover. It's brought to you by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. I'm waiting, Josh. Big announcement coming up right
big
now.
Big shoes.
Huge announcement. It's going to change your mood.
We love big announcements.
Yeah.
Big shoes.
Especially you.
Big on shoes. This.
What's happening? What's going on?
Like, if you had to rank the most favorite people in Josh's life.
J.J. Watt.
Is number one, yep. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's already.
Bryce Harper.
He's already retired. Bryce Harper's still playing.
The mayor.
Jean Stothard is about to announce if she's going to run for re-election
as mayor
of Omaha.
Is she?
We don't know.
No, I noticed you said mayor of Omaha.
Josh, when are you announcing your candidacy?
Yeah. I announced my candidacy a long time ago. Write me in, Josh Odson. I live here.
You ain't going nowhere.
I don't pull up in the family truckster and offer people rib tips.
Oh, good.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
It's a vacation reference.
Yes, indeed.
And what city was that in?
That was East St. Louis, I believe,
yeah,
if you want
to
get
the
technical.
Arch, and it goes all the way to the top.
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
Do you?
It's the old man.
The old
Mississippi.
The old man.
You think she'll be there for Cardinal opening day against the Dodgers?
She's one of the dignitaries.
They play the Padres next week.
Best fans in the country.
Can you believe opening day is in like 48 hours?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. It's very odd to me.
Yeah. Well, so.
Snuck up.
I've already done the big fantasy draft. I've
who'd you get?
Watched all the Cubs previews. And
they're going to make the playoffs this year?
Yes.
Okay.
And then today hits home when T-Mobile says it's free MLB TV day.
Yep.
So it's getting closer. It's getting closer. And by the way, your team, which I really, really like, you know that, is I now think they're an automatic pick to win the Central after the decision yesterday.
All right. Enough.
They got rid of the Pepsi porch.
Coke is back.
Yeah, Coke is back.
Oh, Coke is back at Kauffman Stadium.
I might go to more games in Kansas City this year because I can drink Diet Coke.
No one's going to get Mountain Dew there now.
That is correct.
How's someone supposed to get their Mountain Dew?
Ban Mountain Dew.
Favorite memories of the Pepsi porch?
I sat there for a couple important games once upon a time, I think. A lot of times where I'd try to get down there and they'd say, no, you have to have a ticket. But there was nobody down there. You know, games in April and things like that. Love the Pepsi porch. So I wonder what they'll rebrand it to. I don't think it'll be the Coke porch, but we'll see.
You watching
that
this?
Was George Brett's dugout.
You watching this? Former Governor Dave Heineman is at Mayor Jean Stothard's announcement.
Are you watching this? Should we take this?
She doesn't have to do this. She knows this, right? I'm sorry. I held it off as long as I could. Guys. She can just go and like do whatever she wants at this point. I don't even think she's that bad of a mayor. She just doesn't live here.
I don't know. Big sports events in this town would beg to differ, Josh.
Take that new husband of yours and gallivant across this beautiful country of ours.
Wow. Very personal.
What?
Very personal.
I'm happy she found love.
Yeah.
See, we all agree. We're all happy.
Back to the Royals bringing in.
Yeah, let's talk about the Royals.
Yeah.
Doing coke.
Stick to sports.
So would you, I mean, the Bobby Witt contract was big, but I think Coke in the K is bigger. Discuss amongst yourselves.
By the way, I'm being told that the Pepsi porch will be rebranded to the QT Fountain Deck.
Oh, it'll match
that
the,
makes sense.
It'll match the ad on the uniforms.
And the ad, and then
the QT Fountain Deck. Will you be able to get the special QT ice?
I would hope so. And a little roller grill, maybe an egg roll.
Yeah,
some chicken roll-ups.
Oh, are they going to have like
hot dogs?
Don't they have the breakfast ones too?
Like a shooter, like a cannon, like a egg roll cannon?
They should.
Egg roll cannon.
And
roll
then
cannon?
They need to have the person that, you know, checks you out. They have to have multiple screens. Wherever you go to a QT, that person behind the counter that also is raised. They're never at the eye level. Yep. They're above you.
They're better.
But they're always
you.
Pushing. They can like wait on three customers at once.
That's true. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
Great point, Gary. That is the only convenience store in America that encourages their employees. Yes, go quickly.
I feel as if they can. I feel as if I could walk up to any place at the counter at QT and just get my stuff paid for.
Yes,
it's really a comforting feeling. So shout out to QT and the QT Fountain Porch, which is will be debuted this year.
I did notice a couple weeks ago that you can go on TikTok and order the ice maker that QT uses for their little cubed ice.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a game changer.
This just came across from, sorry to ping pong all over the place here, from the desk of Adam Schefter.
Mm.
NFL planning to play another game this year on Christmas Day. Wednesday Christmas Day football game coming.
The takeover has arrived.
So we just need to tackle Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I bet the NFL,
or Friday,
just wait until the NFL finds out, they get the news that college football is adding another, you know, week to their playoff, and they get triggered at them and blow them out of the water.
Yeah.
This is
like, all right, it's time to start Saturday games earlier in the schedule.
This schedule is going to be incredibly backloaded, isn't it? Because they're going to try and blast the college football playoff out of the water.
Yep. Not playing nice.
I have Josh.
No?
She is going to run for a city record fourth term.
Yay. I told you before we went on the air.
No, it's a tease.
Listen, four terms? Nobody does four. What's you can't be mayor for 24 years.
How long was Mayor Fahey the mayor?
Three terms.
What about Hal Dobb?
Was he a short timer?
Yeah.
He ran for so many things.
What about PJ?
So PJ Morgan was there for a bit.
Yeah.
What was the one guy that before Mayor Gene?
Jim Suttle.
Jim
Suttle was a one-termer.
Yeah,
he was.
Kind of got
was,
moved out pretty quick by the decision makers in this town.
It was a subtle term, really.
So, okay, hold on. I'm looking back at our mayor's histories. So this will be our longest. This is now officially our longest tenured mayor since. Actually, it seems like
ever.
Ever.
Yeah. So record fourth term.
Yeah.
That she will seek. As long as she doesn't go up against a candidate that is proposing the Green Bay Packers move to Omaha, might have a shot. Okay,
I forgot about that. She's so strong of a candidate.
You guys
she
laugh, but it can work.
Time.
Hey, I don't know. What was that? That guy was like 25.
Yeah.
He had a lot of conviction.
Oh, he did.
The Packers could move to Omaha and play in a dome.
Yep. Oh, he loved it. He thought it was.
I mean, he was before his time, before Rod Yates proposed an NHL team being here.
It's amazing. We've never had a mayor for more than 10 years before. Like, it's actually kind of crazy. You look at some of these other cities across the country, they have mayors for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
we tend to get tired of our mayors, apparently.
Frank E. Moores, who took office in 1897, he died in office in 1906.
Oh, sad.
He doesn't
but
remember
there's
the
a,
last time Creighton and Tennessee played basketball.
There's a note here that says he may have actually served his term illegally.
Whoa.
How?
Whoa.
Nebraska
in Council Bluffs.
Nebraska Supreme Court holds his election illegal on the grounds that he is a defaulter.
A what?
Wow.
So he wasn't there on January 6th?
He was a defaulter as collector and custodian of public funds at that time. Wow. So an entire tenure in office up in smoke. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
A lot of mayors in Omaha get things named after them.
Yeah,
it's true.
I mean, we got to have
Johnny Rosenblatt, Eugene Leahy, Edward Zerinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Fahey's got a street named after him.
Sure
got
does.
A street. Well, it's going to be named after Gene Stothert.
The streetcar.
How about a terminal at the airport?
Oh.
That's definitely happening.
The Stothert terminal.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm
sorry, you want to go over to the
Stothert
terminal?
I thought that up in
here.
Real time. That was not me setting you guys up.
You got to take the streetcar over there.
So I think they'll probably rename Farnham. It'll be Stothert because that's where the streetcar will
Stothert
be.
Stothert streetcar?
Yeah. Stothert Street.
There'll be signs in people's yards on 52nd Street. Both ways on Stothert all the time.
Make Stothert both ways. And then somebody will go, guys, we didn't think this sign up very well, did we?
All right. Big news in Omaha.
Huge.
It is.
Huge.
I can't wait for you just to go off on your podcast. You're talking about Roadhouse and Jake Gyllenhaal, and the next thing Gene Stothard is involved in a discussion.
If we're not careful, Omaha could turn into whatever post-apocalyptic Miami that was in Roadhouse.
Now, why did...
Hey, tell me about this. Is it worth a watch?
Better than I thought.
Okay.
Does not need to exist. It's got a weird, like a really dry sense of humor.
Okay. All
right. Like he's... Gyllenhaal's throwing out one-liners while he's beating the crap out of people.
Okay.
Awesome.
Do they make a reference to Be Nice?
No.
No?
Sounds like Josh's kind of movie, honestly. Wow.
Very few references to the original.
Okay.
Really?
That's good, though, in a way, because all respect to Patrick Swayze, then. Is his name Dalton?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not like his son, is it?
No. Oh, no. Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah. Right.
He and Kelly Lynch had a baby.
Ezra Millard was a mayor of.
Yeah.
He got stuff named after
him. He got
him,
a town named after him.
Entire town named after him.
My hometown is named after him.
Also, Ezra Middle School, right?
Yep. There is a middle school.
Why'd they call it his first name? Interesting.
You don't see that very often.
That'd be like Connor Middle School.
Well, I went to John G. Neihardt.
John G. Neihardt?
Yeah.
I went to...
Those Catholics kept it simple. St. Pius the 10th.
Sterling J. Morton, I think.
Yeah. Right. Sterling J. Morton.
Go Panthers.
Yeah, go Panthers. Panther pride.
You know what? That's one thing that Neihardt we need. All these middle schools that are being opened in elementary schools, we gotta have nicknames. Like, every school needs a nickname.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a mascot and a nickname.
Anderson Wolverines, Kiewit Colts, Miller North Junior High.
Look at this.
Mustangs.
Whoa.
These are all the Millard Middle School.
Russell Middle School.
Millard Boy.
I'm drawing a blank on them.
So is Westside Middle still the Warriors?
I think so, yeah.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Can you rip off some of the OPS middle schools?
I believe Bellevue's was the Junior Bruins, maybe?
No.
Or the Bruins?
Buffett Bobcats?
Beverage.
Beverage Bulldogs, because it's Burr?
Yeah, they're Burr. Did you go to Beverage?
No, I went to Morton.
You went to Morton.
He was Morton. Morton Panther all day. What about, what's King Science Center? What's,
I feel like they're a tiger of some kind.
What's Mars? Mars.
Candy bars.
Mars Middle School candy bars.
Because we're opening a lot of middle schools and elementary schools and junior highs, and I think they all need nicknames.
Well, I'm wondering when the trend of like how we do minor league baseball teams now, I wonder when that comes to middle schools.
Ooh, that might be a ways. If you look at some of the very PC-friendly nicknames that are at the new high schools like in Lincoln.
King is the Wildcats, by the way.
Very good, Josh. Very good. Lewis and Clark Trailblazers.
Nice.
Now, that's appropriate.
Of course. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Did you find Russell Middle School yet? I think it's some type of a wolf.
Well, it's got to be because it's right over there next to Millard West, right?
By the Wildcats.
The Wildcat.
Yeah. Wolf it's right next to it. Yeah.
But, so I'm wondering
Timberwolves.
I'm wondering when they start calling middle schools like the, you know, the Yellow Ducks or something like that. Or like
Kenosha
the
Kickers.
The Milk
the
Daddies.
The Grasshoppers.
Yeah.
The Bay Bears.
The Whooping Cranes.
And all of a sudden, people...
For one Class B game this year will be the...
That's funny. Yes, theme night.
Oh,
theme
I love
night
that.
At Class B football games.
That is I love that idea.
We'll be the Bennington something else. I don't know.
The Bennington Barons.
Maybe the Bennington Thrashers.
Yeah.
How about the Bennington Bonds, since you didn't pass a bond out there?
Oh,
nice.
Guys, I become a Bennington resident on Thursday.
Whoa!
Yeah, on Thursday.
Big day Thursday. Opening day for you and baseball.
And baseball. And then I'm gonna have yard signs that talk about passing a bond.
Hey.
Norris is the Redbirds, Brian is saying on the text line.
Okay.
Norris Redbirds.
I was the Bruins. St. Pius the 10th Bruins.
Nice. St. Pius the 10th Bruins.
We're the Anderson Middle School Wolverines. Yep. Black and red. We were pretty tough.
We were black and red also.
Were you?
Red and black.
But I also went for 1 year at a high school that the nickname is the Maroons.
Oh, that's cool.
Dowling High Maroons.
Oh, Dowling. I knew some people from Dowling. The Dowling people were always so smug. They're so,
you think?
They're so happy that they're from... I went to West
Des
Moines.
Well, now they've renamed it, so it was just West Des Moines Dowling.
I went to Dowling Catholic.
Year. Yeah, now they've they emphasized Dowling Catholic.
Dowling Catholic.
Yeah. The Maroons.
Is that a mascot we need to change?
Well, we didn't have a mascot. It was just the Maroons. It was a color.
Just the color.
It was a shield.
That's like the Browns.
Like the logo is the I don't know. I probably learned it, but I didn't pay attention my freshman year in high school. It's a shield, a Catholic shield.
Okay. So this is not an indigenous reference of any
kind.
No,
and their colors are maroon and white.
Sure.
That should be a question for Caitlin Clark, who went there.
Caitlin Clark went to Dowling.
Yeah. She went to Dowling Catholic, right?
Which is the same school. They just wanted to be a little bit uppity.
I follow.
To continue on with the point, Caitlin Clark, maybe a little smug. Maybe a little smug.
Yeah, when people go, do you think this is just an Iowa, University of Iowa thing? I'm like, no, she went to Dowling.
Yelling at people, anyone who she could find to shut the bleep up.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah,
that's Dowling all the way.
I think she'll do that in the WNBA.
Yes.
You think she'll still have the same act in the WNBA?
Yes.
You can't turn that off.
But
isn't
there going to be one night where she'll could say, welcome to pro basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to
get checked.
I'll tell you what happens when she gets to the WNBA. She's not going to get every single call.
No. Yeah. She'll get checked.
She's going to get an elbow.
Mm-hmm. When she pushes off, they'll be like, that's actually a foul at our level.
Yeah.
We're going to actually call that.
I'm ready for the...
might have to adjust your game.
Sicilian Stiletto says, we're ready for the beverage trash pandas. And the
nice.
I have a trash panda bobblehead.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Ezra Utter Tuggers.
Yeah. Good friend, former Omaha Storm Chaser marketing director Rob Sternberg worked for the trash pandas. Or maybe still does. Actually, I think he does still work for the trash pandas.
He's a trash panda?
Yeah. Yeah. He got Reese a trash panda.
Once you're a trash panda, you're trash panda for life.
Trash panda for life. Yeah, that doesn't leave you.
Once you go trash part of the panda, family. You never go back.
Yeah, we do need to expand with nicknames instead of like the Tigers and the Lions.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It'll eventually make its way to middle schools.
Yep.
Like, Benson is renowned across the country for being the Bunnies.
I know.
The Running Rabbits.
The Running Rabbits.
That's right.
For basketball.
Hey, I will at least give us credit for that. Like our high schools, there are some that are out of the box. They fit the community, like the Packers.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly
like Omaha South Packers makes sense.
It's mostly in the small towns in the state, though. Like there are some super unique ones, which I think is really cool.
I don't know why Columbus was the Discoverers. Why did they go with like the Cougars?
Probably, has a reference to Columbus. I guess. Gothenburg, the Swedes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like hell,
that's great.
Isn't somebody the Pilots?
Somebody else is the...
there's got to be an aviator out there.
The Minden Whippets. The Minden Whippets, yeah.
You have the Midges, or is it like the Midgets or the Midges?
They used to be the Midgets.
Yeah,
I think they changed it.
They were going
to
cancel?
They changed to the Midges, like the little bug that comes off of Lake Erie?
When Jabba Chamberlain was pitching.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Was that when we had a Democratic governor?
In... one of the great schools I went to was the Pecot Pintos.
Oh, Pecot.
I
don't think I could go to a school that your nickname was the Pintos.
It wasn't great. The school was great, but the mascot, I was like,
I don't think I could be playing.
Did they
like,
drive around like a beat-up Pinto?
Put your hands together. Here come the Pintos.
Yeah, like, there's not a lot of elementary school pride out there.
That's what my mom used to drive.
Yeah.
We need more elementary school pride.
The Pintos were famous for if you touched it, it blew up.
I didn't walk around the other elementary schools in town saying, that's right, I'm a Prairie Wind Stallion.
I didn't have a Prairie Wind hoodie. I was Nyhart Knight / Norris Lion. I think my first year of preschool, I was a Norris Lion. Then we moved to the Nyhart area, and I was a Nyhart Knight.
Why were you the Prairie what?
Prairie Wind Stallions.
See, that would be a line you'd use like when you get to be of age and you're in a bar.
I'm a Prairie Wind Stallion.
I'm a Prairie Wind Stallion.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of...
Okay.
What's up?
There's some connotation there.
What do you think that means? I don't know, but I want to find out.
You want to find out?
Okay, so back to our Coke discussion.
Wait. One more on the names. Okay, so we got this tweet from Tom. He says, I was on the naming committee as a member of the first graduating class at Anderson Middle School.
Yep.
Another guy and I were Michigan fans at the time, and other kids thought Wolverines was a pretty cool mascot.
Yeah.
I now regret this.
Oh, really?
As a Husker fan,
being
responsible for naming an entire school after a Wolverine.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm an
alum. They gave the kids that power? That's incredible.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Well, okay, so isn't... I think this is true. Didn't they allow the incoming freshman at Papio South to come up with the nickname?
That sounds familiar, but
it's amazing if they do. I mean, hilarious if they do.
The people who have imagine? The least amount of experience in high school to dictate.
Yes. Yeah. Could you imagine telling that to everybody else? Like 30 years down the line, you see that school, you see how their name is like the Tigers. Like, I did that.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's kind of cool to know that you were part of it. But
it's very cool.
Yeah, I think
you could really abuse that power as well.
I think I've heard that the first class at Papio South, if you were an incoming freshman, you were able to vote for the nickname of the high school, and they came up with Titans.
It's like, what do you want to graduate as?
Why'd they come up with Titans? I don't know.
Was Remember the Titans big?
Because Remember the Titans was popular
at
that time.
It actually was.
Yeah. I don't know what the other other options were back in, what was Papio South? 2001?
Yeah, around there.
It was that was right around the time that the Millard South Indians changed to the Patriots. It was 2000 or 2001.
What do we think? What do we think the selection process behind the Elkhorn South Storm was?
Was Storm chasing all the rage?
I might have been a lot of storm and storm chasing around that time.
Yeah, it was real popular.
So you had the Antlers, you got the Storm, and you got the Wolves.
Now the Wolves. Mm-hmm.
The Wolves. Yeah.
That's a hard one. I don't know about the Wolves.
Yeah.
They have a cool color scheme.
Yeah,
I like their setup over there.
So back to Millard South. I know I was still living here when they made the transition from Indians to Patriots.
Yeah.
First high school football game we were doing with Millard South, I slipped up and called them the Millard South Indians.
The Indians?
Okay. Oh, yes. I know of a former activities director that probably would have got all over your butt for that one, too.
Does he get all over Bellevue East that they're still the Chieftains?
She is retired, Dad. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So when Troy Dannon speaks today, people ask questions.
Troy Dannon.
I told Nick that, he's going to be nice about Trev, but he needs to really fight Trev. So the appropriate thing would be, when a coach is announced, they give him a jersey. What about the AD? He puts on the skinny N hat that has been banned in Nebraska.
Oh. It's no longer the big blockin'!
There's a hype video that gets released right at that time. It says, you wanted it, we listened.
Yeah.
The skinny N is back. Yeah. On the baseball hats.
And then the fans realize that their voice once again is being heard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Someone's actually listening.
A great question, actually. What is Troy Dannon's first act as the athletic director? I mean, we've seen a lot of these opening salvos being fired before.
That's true.
From various athletic directors or people in power.
I think putting on the skinny N hat and then asking everybody to come celebrate with a beer on April 15th at Haymarket Park. When Nebraska plays Creighton.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. The popularity would go through the roof.
Beer for the first time at Haymarket Park.
Yep.
Now
it might be met with some resistance.
We're opening the taps.
We know that the other media members listen to this show, and I want to get a message to them. First question out of the gate needs to be, who are you?
Wow. It's kind of mean.
You didn't know who he was last week.
Nobody knows who anybody is. Nobody knows who anybody
is. Joel says we're going to revert Herbie Husker. I'm not sure.
Would that be met with universal praise? I don't think so.
They got rid of the current Herbie Husker?
I think we kind of like
Herbie. I know Gary'd be a fan.
I'd donate money.
Yeah, Gary'd be a big booster of NIL.
We have to find something that would be met with universal praise.
Well, the big one would be
Coke.
Announcing Coke.
Yeah, but that's more of a process there.
Yeah, just say, hey, we're breaking away from the academic side, and in all athletic facilities, you will be able to get Coke.
Or they go to Nike. They're like, actually, we're going to be a Nike school now.
What if he stood up, and he took off his blazer, and he was wearing like a Nike hoodie?
It says, just do it with an N.
And then he just, Bo knows. And then he slipped on the skinny N hat.
That would be met with, I think, universal praise.
Uh-huh.
This would be
certainly as close as you could get.
Yeah, this would be like an earth-shattering day of what we thought originally. It'd just be kind of a
like what was Trev's
just
first
going through
act?
The motions here.
What if you start taking formality. Shots at other Big Ten schools, just randomly Iowa? And there's a reason why I wanted to go to UNI instead of Iowa. Or he incorporated lines that Sean Eichhorst or Steve Peterson have used.
Oh, good one.
I do plan on restoring the order here.
Yeah.
We had to evaluate where Iowa was.
Or if he goes...
Gravitate to mediocrity.
Goes, we're going to look into that whole that Black Friday thing you guys do. And then as the room goes silent, he goes, psych.
We're going to double down.
We're actually going to play twice on Black Friday.
Lifetime contract.
We're going to play Iowa and Wisconsin.
You have to do something to rally people.
People get fired up for that.
And you know what?
Football doubleheader.
Oklahoma, too.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, Colorado.
Oklahoma's back on the schedule.
And Iowa. They're all going to – we're going to play in a round robin on Black Friday.
And our spring game will be on Fox, which is apparently a thing people care about.
Spring game's going to be on Fox?
Michigan and Ohio State.
Yeah, back-to-back Saturdays. Yeah.
That's so weird. We need to get a grip.
Hi, we're Fox. We got nothing else.
Yep.
Yeah. Could we air baseball? Yeah, we could, but we won't.
Just do a NASCAR race or something. Move it to Saturday. It's all right, Fox. You don't have to do everything all the time.
And you could transition to ice dancing to the hits of Motown.
They're gonna have Gus. They're gonna have Gus do the spring game.
Oh, ooh.
No way, right?
Definitely. Oh yeah, him and Joel Klatt.
Him and Joel Klatt.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Can you see him getting fired up over a third stringer?
That cannot sit well with them.
It'll be exciting to watch Michigan's spring game for their 7-win team this year.
Ooh, wow. Probably right.
That's bold. Significant injury yesterday.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Or Troy Dannon sits down today, and one of the things he says, I just want to remind people that football practice has started.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Dylan?
He was slinging it for NFL scouts last week.
He was.
He's already had a pro day.
Dylan.
Played college snap yet?
Did you hear about Dylan? I saw him throwing footballs in a video that they put out yesterday.
Yep.
He bears a striking resemblance to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, he's Patrick Mahomes Jr.
Yeah.
Who was the first quarterback that they showed in the video, though, on the rollout? It was Heinrich.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I guess I didn't look into it that closely.
He came rolling out.
I kind of just skipped by Heinrich.
He threw an accurate seed.
So what you're saying is you don't think he's in the running to get that first snap against UTEP?
I hope that Heinrich is able to help the team in some way, shape, or form this year. But I hope that it's not playing quarterback. That's my take. That's my first football take in months.
I'd second that. I would definitely second that.
I think also
Minnesota game last year, he caught a pass. Do that.
He did. That's what we thought his role would be.
It was the first reception of the 2024 year went to Heinrich Harbert.
Amazing.
Wow.
We should have known then.
What a note.
Jeff Sims still without a home?
We did this exercise, 2 weeks ago? You were gone. Yeah, and we still haven't found him.
He's lost.
He's with Santino Panico.
He graduates in May, I think.
He's lost.
So he's probably still in school.
Did we check if he was still listed as a student?
Let's see if we can get a hit
on
the roster here.
Open practice on Thursday. It's just Jeff Sims out there slinging the football.
Be awesome.
Never left, Gus.
I would take Jeff Sims as the backup, or the maybe backup to the backup or whatever. I would take Jeff Sims on the roster.
The assistant to the assistant regional manager.
Yeah, sure, sure. Then we can allow.
He's there.
Mr.
It's kind of helping
Heine to do some other stuff.
He's kind of helping Glenn Thomas. He's sort of like the player assistant coach.
Yeah. All right. Here's
assistant quarterback.
Here's how you catch the snap.
Well, everybody likes him.
Here's how you don't catch the snap.
Okay. I think we've made the AD press conference more exciting than they usually are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Didn't they have I-Course over in the alumni? Wasn't that in the alumni building?
I'm trying to remember that one.
And that was so awkward because he was taken over for T.O. and they had T.O. right there next to him.
Yes.
When they fired.
It was a very forgetful press conference.
When they fired Eichhorst, it was over in a different. That was in the alumni.
Okay.
I remember that because I remember going over there that day and I'm like, where am I? I still don't even know where that was.
We have to judge the hirings at Nebraska on where their location is.
That's true.
Is. Like if you are on the sixth floor, if you get like the special third floor, or if you're in the alumni center, or if you're rural and you get the whole championship center,
yep,
that's how you determine how popular that hire is, or where you rank.
Yep, Rule got the whole big indoor practice facility. Maybe they'll do the next hiring in like the weight room or something like that. It'll just say Husker Power everywhere. Frost got the fourth floor. Fred got the fourth floor. Will got the sixth floor.
He did.
Bill Moose gave him a baseball jersey.
Yeah.
I remember
Do you want your old jersey? We still got it.
Bill Moose was just ripping off hires like crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, no, he was on a kick. You're right. There is something about that fourth floor press conference when everybody anticipates the elevator opening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's going to be on here? Who's
going to
be on?
Hey! It's what we're here
See,
for.
That's
but more specifically with Frost, I remember We knew that it was going to be Frost who was going to be the next person to pop out of the elevator, but who was going to be on the elevator with him?
Yes.
And there's still entourage. There's still pictures. I think it was Moose must have been on there. Maybe he was there before, but I know Davison was on there. There's still pictures.
Because he had just come up from meeting the alums.
Maybe Osborne was
on
there.
Oh, yeah. He was down in the
weight room area.
Okay. So you're the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and you control your content, or at least you think you do. Why don't you keep this announcement quiet of who it is, and then just the elevator.
I love that.
Okay.
Reveal
it. So meet us at 2 o'clock for the revealing, and when it gets to be two, there's like a countdown clock.
Yeah.
And then the elevator, it hits the fourth floor and it dings, and it opens up, and there's the new AD.
And they put a temporary question mark on the elevator.
Yeah.
And so when it opens up, then the question mark is revealed, and it's that person.
And then everybody looks at Troy Dannon and
they're
like,
ah, who's that guy?
Who is that?
You look familiar.
Now, everybody has to download a facial recognition app.
But you look familiar, but help me out again.
Which one is the AD?
Yeah. Right.
It's the one that gets up and starts talking.
Did we hire a female? No, that's his wife.
Oh, that person's awful young to be an athlete. That's the kid. Okay.
I
think that'd be such a good idea. It would just be the elevator. It could be their tradition.
They didn't try this, but it actually happened with Mike Greiley. The elevator opens and people are like,
oh my God. Do you remember this?
Is that him?
Gary, Nick, do you remember this picture? This picture is amazing.
Holy hell. So what did I get myself into?
It's Frost coming up in the elevator. And it's just like barely open, only on him. And he has this look on his face. I'll tweet the picture. He has this look on his face like,
whoa.
The elevator,
we got a full house here.
The elevator has a Scott Frost poster in the background.
If only the elevator at Memorial Stadium could talk. Because
that's a great
book. It'd be a really good book.
Because there are a couple of some of the most iconic shots of Nebraska athletic history are out of that elevator.
Yep.
When Solich got fired. And the elevator is full of Mark Boehm,
Bernard Thomas,
Jamal Lord, wearing a Milwaukee Brewers cap.
Yep.
And the look on their face as they are in the elevator.
Bernard Thomas looks like he's going to fight somebody.
Well, remember, Bernard Thomas asked a question.
Yes, he did. In the front
press
row.
Conference.
Wasn't he in the front row?
No, he was off to the side.
Oh, okay, that's right. I remember him asking a question, though.
It was yo. He said yo.
He said yo.
He said yo to Steve Peterson. He goes, yo, why you fire our coach?
All right, so here's who was on the elevator with Scott. We got Davison, we got Moose, we got Osborne. I can't tell who else is back there, but we got some. You see this, Gary?
Yeah.
Who else we got back here?
Isn't that Vershawn?
I don't know.
And it's Trev behind Davison.
Trev?
It looks like Trev.
Why would Trev be there?
Trev.
They had all the alumni. Remember, they had a big
meeting. Oh, that's right.
All the alumni.
I think you're right. I think that is Trev back there.
I think it's Trev.
Gosh, I don't remember Trev being there.
How weird.
Yeah. All right. Can we make this quick? I could get back to Omaha. Got business
you know what?
To tend to.
In about 3.5-4 years, I'm going to fire you.
Then here's a.
Yeah, that is. There's a bit of irony.
Here's the shot of Frost getting into his dented truck for the last time. When he leaves.
Do you know one of the people that...
Hey, look, there's me at a press conference.
Can you show him sliding down the pole? Come on. Come on.
I'd love
For old times.
Oh, so just ultimate trolling to win some hearts of Nebraska fans. What if at 1:30, the Nebraska Athletic account put out Troy Dannon sliding down the railing?
Please do this.
I know. These are all great ideas.
Like please all the this. Things that we have panned for the last 5-6 years, Dannon does leading up to his announcement.
Please do this. He goes out and touches the pound the rock.
Just trying to fit in here, guys.
Well, you know, just trying to understand.
Heard this was a thing.
Understand the traditions and things like that.
I love every one of these ideas today, by the way.
Okay, I'm now in a deep hole. I'm looking through the photos of Frost's introductory press conference, and man, what a time that was. We were all very different people in 2017.
And we got challenged that day as well about his family.
That's right. We don't talk about my family.
And it was a stern, like,
very
in a side session.
Yes.
Well, he's a family man.
But we don't talk about the family. It's something that we will not talk about.
We got baseball news. Nebraska, K-State has been canceled.
Oh, what's going to happen to the RPI?
Forecasted cold temperatures game has been canceled. Not postponed. Has been straight up canceled. Yep. Ain't going to play that again. So they will take on another Purple Wildcat this weekend instead.
Oh, sorry, Northwestern? Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's time already?
Oh, yeah, it's Wildcat week.
Sad. Yep. Safe travels out to Vegas.
Thank you.
Have fun.
We will.
Probably a letdown from Pittsburgh, but I get it.
You'll be seeing me tomorrow on a video stream with, I don't know, maybe I'll have my guns out. Maybe I'll be wearing a bucket hat. Maybe I'll be wearing some sunglasses.
You got bro tank?
I really own any bro tanks.
Go bro tank with a pocket?
Maybe I'll just roll up the sleeves. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's pool.
Yeah.
If there is pool, I swim. If there is bar, I drink.
You going to wear that wedding ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just looking out for your wife.
Wear it all the time. I guess I'll wear a different version of this so it doesn't, you know, fall
off.
Oh,
like a Quaylo?
Yeah.
Like a silicone?
Get the rubber version. Yeah.
It's always a good one.
Okay. You ever think about getting a tattoo of it?
No, I never thought about getting a tattoo.
No.
Have you ever thought about getting a tattoo?
I don't need to wear one of those. So.
No, but just a tattoo in general.
No, not on my own.
Not on your own?
Like if you lost a bet or something?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I was in a relationship about 20 years ago, and she got a tattoo that I could, you know, at the time she said, "You'll be the only person that'll ever see this." She said, if I get one of those, why don't you get something that only I can see?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, what if I got it on my ankle?
Nobody really sees my ankles.
Yeah, so I did not. Ink isn't for me.
Yeah.
But I see more and more guys, you know, probably because their wives are like, dude, don't even think about it. Or they lose their ring. They go and they get the tattoo of, you know, the wedding ring on their finger.
Doesn't PJ have that? Does PJ Fleck have that? I thought he did. Maybe.
If there's any football coaches with tattoos of wedding rings on their fingers, I need to see.
I thought either PJ has it or
his
wife.
He'd be the one that you would.
He would be.
Like
he's
Ryan
just
Day.
Odd enough.
Ryan Day doesn't strike me as that guy.
No. Either PJ does or his wife does. I can't remember. I thought he might be making
Fleck has ink.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he has. I think he would be one of those guys. Like if he showed up at Big Ten Media Days this year and had an arm sleeve, you would be surprised.
Vertical.
And he would wear a short sleeve shirt. He'd wear the short sleeve shirt button down with a tie just so you could see it.
There's a new bit. Josh, Photoshop tats on all the Big Ten football coaches and just see which one would be the best.
Now, Bielema has a tiger hawk on his calf, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He tried to get it removed, I think. Yeah. But
vertical ink running down PJ Fleck's Achilles tendon now reads, "This too shall pass."
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Poll question from Happer's Beam Guy. If there is pool, do you swim?
All right.
What do you think? So we talked about fat coaches. Like you don't see a lot of Mark Mangino's anymore.
No,
you don't.
No. What do you think the reaction would be if a prominent college football coach had visible ink?
Like had like even on like the neck?
Well, not the neck, but...
What about like on the forearm?
Like the forearm or like an arm sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to really be about it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's probably more accepted now than it would have been like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
No,
you don't.
You do not see college football coaches or college basketball coaches with visible ink.
We are in the day and age of the corporate college football coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's Dan Campbell's tattoo situation? I know it's not college, but...
He's got to have something.
Well, I think it's on his I think it's on his bicep, but he always has it covered.
He's got barbed wire.
Yeah, whatever happened to the barbed wire? That was popular.
Yeah, then
the barbed wire.
I'll tell you what happened. It's a bad tattoo.
Tell Tim Dwight that. He got it, and I was like, well, I might consider that.
Oh, it was cool.
I don't want to mess with the person with
it
the barbed
cool
wire.
It was cool looking
tattoo.
For a while, and then, then there was the movie Barbed Wire, too, and she had that, but I digress.
That's just Casablanca, by the way, that plot. It is. Look it up.
I've never analyzed the movie Barbed Wire.
You should. It's great.
Just know Pamela was great.
I googled Dan Campbell tattoo just to find out, you know, what kind of ink he has.
Come on. Did it take you to a weird place?
Give it to me.
It took me to a post on X, formerly Twitter, and it says it's a picture of his arm. Now, I don't know if this is the football coach Dan Campbell or just somebody named Dan Campbell. If you feel your lake overflowing, I'll drink your water on his arm.
That sounds like a Dan Campbell thing.
It's really weird.
That feels very Dan Campbell, like the head coach of the Lions.
This is not Dan Campbell.
Oh, it's not? Okay. Damn it. Because I can see that being a Dan Campbell saying.
I do want someone to have like a phrase on their arm, like, it's going to be okay, yeah, or something like that, like in cursive, like all the girls have. That they'll just be a little message somewhere. Why do you have all these messages on your body? Just write them in the notes app on your phone.
And after the shower, a rainbow.
After the storm, this too shall pass.
My mic just collapsed on that one.
This too shall pass is right in that realm.
It is. Yeah. It's an inspiring message. Yeah.
You think Shaka Smart has? That's why he has gone with the
long song. Maybe his arm just has a big.
Oh, good question.
Eat, pray, love on it. In this house, we jump on the court during games.
You don't see visible ink on college football.
No,
coaches.
You're right.
Oh yeah, Patino's Louisville tattoo on his shoulder.
That's right.
That's a good one.
And we don't want to have that visible during a game.
Nope, but. Visible once.
Yeah, he's got the man stamp.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day.
Have
great
fun in Vegas.
I will.
Yeah.
Have fun. Stay safe.
Don't promise to have fun.
Are you now? Do you have a limit of how much money you're taking to bet?
No.
Sportsbook table. You're wide open.
Just
unlimited?
Do it responsibly.
Yeah. What? Real quickly here. What is the plan to initiate Nick to Las Vegas? Because it's going to be sensory overload for the first few hours for him.
This is his first Vegas.
Hey, make sure you tell him that all the people handing out cards on the strip,
yeah,
like, take as many as you need.
Yeah. I think he'll try and play it cool a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we're not gonna haze him.
No. Not at all. But he needs to also understand that, like, it's better for the show if he does ask some of those questions, like, hey, what is that?
I think he'll do that naturally.
Okay.
I think he'll do that naturally. I don't think we have to bait him into anything, you know?
Just let Nick be Nick.
Yeah, there'll be some content, that's for sure.
That's good.
Have a good rest of your week, gentlemen.
See you, boys.
That is The Crossover, powered by EverLevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at EverLevelConcrete.com. We'll start things off next.
That's The Crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.